With NPR News in Nashville, this is 90.3 WPLN. Good morning. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. Newly uncovered records show that the Environmental Protection Agency ignored test results and its own advice on protecting workers who were cleaning up a Tennessee coal ash spill. The USA Today network discovered documents showing the EPA knew that the ash contained dangerous levels of arsenic months after workers were already on site in 2008, breathing in the toxic swirl. Workers say they were not made aware of the testing, which also found numerous other contaminants, including mercury and lead. Despite the EPA recommending workers wear masks, many were denied that opportunity by the government contractor who took over the cleanup of the Roan County disaster. USA Today says more than two dozen workers have died and nearly 100 more are critically ill, with many of them now suing their former employer. Jacobs Engineering was hired by the TVA as the EPA ceded control of the cleanup. A state prosecutor from Roan County is pushing for a federal probe into all the agencies and companies involved. Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander says the next round of hearings on health care will take place during the first week in September. His goal is to have a plan ready by the end of next month, but he's going to have a lot of convincing to do. WPLN's Chas Sisk reports.
Alexander chairs the Senate Health Committee. He worries that millions of Americans, including as many as 350,000 Tennesseans, won't have any health insurance options next year unless Congress keeps the Affordable Care Act going. So he's asking lawmakers to do so, even as he continues to favor Obamacare's eventual repeal and replacing it with a system that encourages insurers to compete.
There are many things that many of us are for, but when the house is on fire, you've got to put out the fire, and the fire is in the individual market.
Alexander thinks Congress can douse that fire by extending subsidies to insurers for one more year. Those are payments President Trump has threatened to stop in order to push Obamacare into collapse. Alexander also wants to give states more flexibility to relax policy requirements, but states and insurers haven't shown much interest in developing 50 different coverage schemes. And the House of Representatives has given no indication it's prepared to keep Obamacare going, even for the short term. So one of Alexander's first tasks at next month's hearings will be getting everyone on board. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chas Sisk.
An iconic Tennessee snack became so popular during the eclipse that the company who makes them had to temporarily shut down their website. The Chattanooga Bakery Company tells the Times Free Press they saw more online sales of moon pies in the past 2 weeks than they did in all of last year. The company representative says you could almost follow their orders along the path of totality. Their online store temporarily halted sales last week while they tried to bake as many as they could. The company's marketing director jokingly added that it was nice of Mother Nature to help out in the celebration of the 100th birthday of the moon pie.